We are joined by the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers and the new ambassador for Sports Central, Todd McClellan. Todd, welcome to the show.
Well, how are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Good. That's quite the title, man. Ambassador. That's like, it's big time more than a head coach.
Well, it sounds like royalty, but where we're at in the standings, I think the last thing we are is royalty. But it's certainly an honor to be part of that group. A bunch of individuals that I've met since I've been here in Edmonton, and they're very, very passionate about what they do and what they do for the young kids in Edmonton and Alberta, and I'm really happy to be part of it.
Todd, we had Ken Hitchcock on the show earlier, and he was one of the original founders when it was Hockey Central. He mentioned how he'd reached out to you to want you to be part of this. Talk a little bit about that conversation and why you decided that Sports Central was a good fit for you.
Well, it was interesting timing. I just received or figured out that I was going to be the Edmonton Oilers coach. It was announced. We had the press conference. I got back to San Jose, and my phone rang. And obviously, I was getting a number of calls from friends and whatnot. And Hitch's number came up, and I consider him a good friend and a colleague. And answered the phone, and I thought he'd be wishing me well, which he did, but he immediately went into to talking about Sports Central and what it was and what his role was with the organization, and he asked me if I would be interested in taking over his role, and I could hear the passion in his voice, and Hitch is a very passionate guy for anybody that knows him. He really believed in the program. He put his heart and soul into it. And from that point on, I was sold. When I got to Edmonton, I spent some time with the individuals over there, the board members and the other people that were involved, went on a tour, and that passion continued to exude from the people that were there. And I knew it was something that I wanted and needed to be a part of.
So as one of the ambassadors, Todd, how do you feel will be your role as it moves forward, and how do you plan on helping out Sports Central?
Well, my role, it's not a defined role. I don't have a specific job that I need to take care of. I believe in the program. I believe in its effects. You know, the equipment that the young children are provided is one thing. It's what they do with the equipment and the experiences they gain. And I believe in those experiences through sport. So I'm going to be there. I'm going to help them make contacts with donors. I'm going to help with any type of young child or group of children that needs it, and I may be aware of it. I'll be there to help with any fundraising functions, really in a supporting role. And anything that they need from me and I'm available for, I'll lend my name or lend my time to it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to work with spec, though.
Well, that is the one downfall, isn't it?
hopefully it doesn't make you wear his hockey helmet that looks like a urinal right now. It's probably the worst. I don't know if you've seen a picture of that or not, but it's...
Well, we had today at the press conference, it was nice because I was sitting in the crowd and he was up at the mic, so there was role reversal, and I certainly wanted to ask him a number of questions. But Spec is a tremendous guy. He really cares about the community here in Edmonton, and I've seen his passion with that group, and he's a firm believer in it as well. So credit to him, and he's using his time, energy, and name to make sure that others benefit from it. And I think we're all appreciative of that.
That's true. Spec does a lot. He's a beauty. I really get along with him well. Todd McClellan, head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, the new ambassador for Sports Central, taking over from Ken Hitchcock, really going to help out expand them in the community, although they do a great job as it is helping out young kids who otherwise wouldn't have a bike or sport equipment of any sort. Todd, as a coach of an NHL club, you know, a lot of the players talk about how Glenn Sather really encouraged the players to get involved with different charities. I know you're new to Edmonton, and now it's the end of year number one, and it is a little bit different maybe in the Canadian market, although probably not that much as far as charity goes to the American market. Is that something that you're passionate about? Is that something you feel? Can a coach in today's era encourage players to do that, or is that more something players do on their own?
Well, it's something that I'm passionate about. I think if you're going to live in the community and you're going to you're hoping that the community supports you when things are going well, and maybe when things aren't going well, it's important that you find a way to get back. And let's face it, anybody that's in the National Hockey League level in any capacity is very fortunate. We're all paid very well, and we get basically the best of everything when it comes to equipment, treatment, flights, food, you name it. There's nothing that we go without. So the time and energy that we do have over and above playing should be put into something constructive. That can be coaches, trainers, players, and community is part of it. So I know that our players do a tremendous job It's not always recognized. It's not always made public, but their visits to the hospitals to see some of the sick children. That's not on TV. That's not on the news every night, but that happens quite often. And just seeing the little one smile is real important. It doesn't always have to be about dollars and cents. Sometimes it can be about the emotional part, and our players are involved in that. I know they donate a lot of time to other charities in the city. There's a high school program. Daryl Cates's children have a charity here in the city, and some of the players have donated their time there. So, I've been with Minnesota, Detroit, San Jose, and now Edmonton, and each of those teams has their own foundation. Each of those teams does a tremendous job of giving back to the community. I do believe the Oilers are maybe number one when it comes to funds back into the National Hockey League communities, and it's something we're all proud of.
Todd McClellan joins us. Todd, being in Minnesota, Detroit, and San Jose, you have been a long time. I know last year you didn't make the playoffs in San Jose the first time ever, but never to a season as disappointing as this from a head coaching perspective. How has this helped you as a head coach? What have you learned about yourself as a head coach this year?
Well, I think, first of all, the word disappointment has to be defined. We're disappointed in the record and, not making the playoffs, but there's been a lot of growth in individuals throughout the year. There's others that we have to get to. Some have fallen off. Some need to improve. But overall, establishing a team identity, establishing the fact that we're not going to fold our cards near as quick as we have in the past, working on our game, introducing younger players to the lineup. There are some bright spots in the season itself. Even the fact here that we're playing as hard as we possibly can down the stretch when it would be easy to roll over and play dead. So disappointing record-wise, satisfying in other areas, but with work to do. Me personally, it's a different environment, and it's been different since day one, since I took the job. I knew that getting in. I knew that we had a tremendous amount of work, and we talk a lot more about the future down the road than we would the present, and that's what's happened this year. Trade deadline rolls around. We're shedding and acquiring assets, where in San Jose or Detroit in particular, we were adding assets to make the Stanley Cup run. It's just a totally different environment. Something that we were trying to get to is to be one of those teams where we add and get excited about a playoff run, but we're not there yet.
I remember when you went to the World Championships last year, you talked with Sidney Crosby right away. And you even asked him, kind of picking his brain on, dealing, coaching a generational player and getting some thoughts on how to play with certain guys. Have you reached out to coaches? Because, a guy like Connor McDavid is such a unique and special talent, Todd, even only at his young age. Like, every opposing GM that I talked to or scouts that see him for the first time are like his speed is even better than I thought, and how dominant he is already. And many think he's maybe top three player already in the National Hockey League. Is approaching him really any different than it is other players or guys? Because, you've been on coaching staffs with Nick Lidstrom and Joe Thornton, so maybe there's experience. Or is it different as a kid who's that dominant so early?
Well, the best way to answer that question is Connor doesn't want to be treated any different. He wants to be part of the team. He wants to be he wants to be a special player. He knows that he has that skill and ability, but he wants to fit in with the team. And he doesn't desire or crave or turn his nose up, at anything that isn't the norm. He wants to be held accountable. He wants to be taught. He wants to fit in with his group. We can still go after him as a player for delinquent play, if you will, but that's the most important thing, is that he wants that. He wants to fit in. Now, he is a special player. The general managers that are watching him are correct. He is his speed is tremendous. The way he handles the puck and his vision at that high speed is very exciting. I think the fans here in Edmonton recognize that. Maybe the fans on the road don't quite get it yet, but over the years they will. And there haven't been many coaches that I've talked to about generational players. But everybody has their Hall of Famers. Everybody has their long-term superstars. And as time goes on, they mature a bit more. They take over the team, and the relationship between coach and player grows. And I think that's another one of those, not disappointments, but successes this year has been the growth of Connor's relationship with the coaching staff and with his teammates.
Todd, you've had a lot of young players emerge this year that people didn't expect. Like, coming into the season, they expected McDavid to be good. Draisaitl, obviously, probably after last year, exceeded people's expectations. But Brandon Davidson really kind of came out of nowhere in a lot of people's eyes. And at the end, before his unfortunate injury, was playing the most minutes on your team. Now Jordan Oesterle, another player that, you know, very few people and maybe even the coaching staff had penciled in as somebody who could play 20 minutes a night. And now he's doing it. And last night played more power play minutes than any player on your team and looked very good. As a coach, how do you explain that? What, you know, is the urge to want to protect the player, but then say, man, I just got to keep playing this guy because he's too good.
Well, you have to watch. It's interesting. We live in a world now of analytics, and analytics are done with numbers and paper and formulas and that type of stuff. I'm a big believer that the best set of analytics are eyeballs, and you have to watch. You have to go back and watch the game over. You have to look at him in different or them in different situations and realize that they can do it. And we need to get them out more so that they can continue to do it. It's all based on evidence. You watch them play, you watch them succeed, you give them a little bit more and it just grows and grows. The player feels the confidence that the coaching staff has in him. The more he does it, the better he does it. The team feels good about him. And pretty soon you've discovered that the player can play if we're smart as an organization, we're allowing players to go past the veterans. That doesn't mean the veterans aren't any good. That doesn't mean the veterans can't play and can't contribute. And it's up to them to keep their jobs. But if some of the kids are coming along and outplaying them, we'd be crazy not to put them in the lineup and promote them and give them ice time. I think that's one of the things that Mike Babcock always did very well in Detroit. There was a strong group of veterans there, but if he saw a young player that could do it, he played him. And eventually the veteran ended up losing his job, not because Mike didn't like him or wasn't pleased with him as a person. It was just that the young player was better. And they were able to maintain and turn their team over. We have to do that here in Edmonton as well.
And it's fun, coaches are like everybody, you're human beings. And is that the hardest part as a coach is when, let's say you trust a player and he gains your trust, and then eventually there a guy comes along who's better. How hard is it to let go of that trust you have in a player and let somebody else jump over him in the queue as far as ice time and key situations in a game?
Well, it's not easy because you've created relationships. This doesn't happen overnight. You've created relationships with that individual. Matty Hendricks will be a prime example. He's 34, 35 years old. The odds on him getting much better as a player are rapidly diminishing. He's nearer the end, and we appreciate what he does day in and day out for our team, both on and off the ice. But eventually he's going to get to that age where the body doesn't allow him to do it anymore. And the unique thing about that is that the player knows even before we do. And if the player is a good person and we're treating him properly, he's more willing to accept that. We find a nice role for him and we continue to use him because he's important. But he's allowing others to go by as long as they're good people, as long as they're contributing, and then as long as they have the same passion level as that player allowing them to go by, I think it's accepted. It's the cheaters, it's the ones that are given without working for, that really upset the apple cart. Veterans don't like that. Veterans don't like rookies coming in and cheating all over the ice and they're just given things. Then it's a lot tougher. So it's up to us to control that a little bit as well.
And lastly, Todd, I really appreciate it. Yesterday, you'd mentioned that at some point here in the final nine games, you'd like to see Nugent Hopkins move up and Draisaitl to the wing and maybe put all of your offensive guys together. Is what's the benefit in delaying that, or is it better to do it right away?
Well, there is no benefit or a negative to doing it now or later on.
Okay.
What we'd like to see to begin with is, first of all, we'd like to get Nuge up and running and play him in the middle where he feels good. We would like to see what happens with three centermen, three dominant center down the middle. How do teams match up? How do we handle it? Last night we were able to try and pick on St. Louis's third pair of D, try and get Connor out against them. They were big, but they weren't overly mobile. And that allowed us to do it with three centers. So we're trying to experiment a little bit with that. So as we move forward, we have an idea of what we might have. We haven't had the chance to do that all year until now. We have had the chance earlier to put Leon and Taylor and, and needs to get it in a line, and we've seen a lot of success that way. But this initial experiment will go for a little while, and eventually we'll get back to perhaps the three of them together at some point.
Todd, appreciate your time. Most importantly, I know a lot of people out in Edmonton are happy to have you on as the ambassador for Sports Central. They're excited about it, and you and the crew down there who do a great job are going to help out a lot of young kids and get them playing sports and riding bikes and doing a lot of active things. So good on you to take over the role from Ken Hitchcock, a very important part of our community.
Well, it's certainly an honor, and if there's anybody out there that would like to get involved, either through donations of equipment or finding young children that need help, make sure that they give Sports Central a call or contact one of the board members, because they can use all the help they can get to get some of these young children and pointed in the right direction and involved in sport.
Todd, I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.